Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
You wish, no!
Hey, for the rest of you, if you're able to get out, there is a back door. Ask Eddie's mom.
This robot comes running at you, Eddie. Seems like it is seeking you out.
She's like chewing on the arm.
If it doesn't have guns, he's gonna crash it into the old guy.
Yeah, you spin kick the fucking head off this thing.
Ginger's eyes go just like wide and angry. They're like, don't you fucking shush me, don't you?
I'm so excited that my robot lives another day.
Talk shit, get hit.
And it'll start the startup sequence. There's zombies in the ship, by the way.
So that's Eddie's turn to Sadoon. Sadoon, what are you doing?
Well,
are you Sadoonin'?
I'm gonna attempt another trick attack on the anti-scree. I'm gonna like handspring into him, maybe.
Nope.
2 on the die for the trick attack.
Nope, unfortunately that does not fly. Not for the trick attack.
At least you can still attack.
We're back to form.
1 second.
18. Not too shabby.
That just hits.
Oh my god.
Blessed.
Yep. Go ahead.
Ugh.
14 blunt.
Good lord. Okay.
So, what are you doing to this thing? You didn't kill it.
Oh.
You didn't kill it. This one was much more beefy than the other ones.
Yeah, just fucking, like, jumps forward in the handsprings, like, launching their feet into the robot, but get some resistance.
Yep. So yeah, you're like, whoo, and it's like, bing, and it hits it. It's like, and like goes over. But yeah, it is hurt, but it is not destroyed yet. You put a huge dent in its chassis. Which brings us to Oris. That is your full turn, right? Sorry.
Didn't yeah.
Move on. Okay, just making sure. Thought it was, but I just wanted to make sure. Oris, what you doing?
Which one did he just dunk the shit out of?
The robot S1, the one that's got Scree, or was trying to hold Scree up.
I don't like the look of the other one. I'm shooting the Anti-Oris.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Be nice to me. Ugh.
Ooh.
So, 15, 17.
Nope.
That's against EAC, remember?
Yep. Still nope. Again, this thing has a big-ass fucking, like, shield that it's doing, so.
Fair enough.
Almost like it was meant to take shots from fucking Oris.
Imagine that. Well, that's it.
I guess we forgot they get a +1 when they have at least 1 EP. Oh. AC.
I forgot that I actually, if I have any entry points.
Yeah.
Even 1, I get a +1 AC.
Oh, sweet. Would that have stopped that other attack?
Mm-hmm.
It would have? Okay, give your health back.
No, it's fine. I'm going to keep it as is. It's more dramatic this way.
The drama!
Drama! He's two hits away from taking health damage. This is exciting for me. This is cool.
Okay, so the Oris 1.
I punched the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Go ahead. Do your fucking attack of opportunity.
Punchy, punchy.
It's okay. You're going to miss anyways.
Oh. Yeah, about that.
Am I?
Give me damage. God damn.
God
okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Sadoon is just doing some monk shit.
Yep. Okay. So now it's going to take a shot. At Oris. This is going to be at a -4. Fuck.
Yeah, it still misses anyway.
Yeah, I know. Shit, okay. Son of a bitch. Yeah, so that brings us to Scree. Scree, what you doing?
Scree's going to try and parkour his way up the robot in front of him,
mm-hmm.
and try and kick off attack lash up to Evandrian.
Oh shit!
And he can just like, he's gonna try and attack lash up so he can pull himself off and try and claw Evandrian.
I like it. Give me a acrobatics check for the pulling yourself up there, and 27 seems like enough. yep. So now go ahead and give me an attack on Evandrian. Well, maybe you can get it on the next one.
14
unfortunately does not hit him, but yeah, it panics him though.
Flying Scree. Whoosh.
You do, it works though. Like you run off the thing, you whip that tack lash up and get his ankle and like pull yourself up towards him and you're like shooting up towards him and he's like, fuck, and like shoots straight up even further to like avoid you. And you like just swing at his feet and miss because he just gets outside your reach. And then you take 12d6 falling damage.
No!
Kidding. But because you almost got him and panicked him, he is going to instinctively turn and fire on you now that it's his turn.
Oh, fine.
He's going to miss. Never mind. I tried.
I'm assuming a 23 hits.
Oh, ow!
Hells yeah. I didn't see what it is, because my fucking game decided to freeze just as the fucking dice rolled. So I still don't know how much I did.
23 to hit? It was a 23 to hit?
It was a 23 to hit.
And then it was a 14 piercing.
I saw the 23, so, awesome. 14 piercing. Ah!
Yeah, so like Scree's like flying up, mm-hmm. misses, and then Evandrian turns and just pew.
Yep, he's like
and Scree just gets shot straight through the chest and drops.
Forever, he's dead.
Like it doesn't like miss this time. It's not like a near miss, it actually hits him.
Nice. Yeah, because I'm in your HP. I'm in your HP. I'm in your head. I love it. Ah.
Hang on, I need to make sure I did the math right.
I yeah, love okay. it. So yeah, Scree takes a hit to the chest. You guys see this? There's not many of you guys have been really hurt. Aurus, I think, got fucked up one time, like really hurt. maybe Sadoon did once too. But you guys see Scree take a like bloody shot to the chest.
There's like little bits of blood.
Yep. And he dies.
No.
He does actually hit the ground like flat for a second, and then he like gets up like.
Yeah. Exactly. I love it, Ginger. Yes. Yeah, 10.
All right. Let's see. Our Scree just got pretty badly hurt, so I don't know that I've used this feature on Scree yet today. My inspiring boost.
I don't know if you have. Has Scree been healed at all today from Ginger? I mean, that would be the entirety of this play through this through the...
Today, yeah. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember being healed.
I don't think so. I don't remember you. I don't think you actually got to heal anybody, really, because every time you went, it was always like either the next turn or that person didn't get hurt that round or whatever. So.
Or you couldn't see them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Then we are going to very hastily, like when we see Scree hit the ground and blood on their uniform. Hey, babe, that's supposed to be on the inside.
Thumbs up.
And they are going to regain stamina points equal to twice my envoy level, so 10.
Nice.
And then my charisma modifier, which is 4, so 14.
Stamina.
Stamina.
Nice.
Yay!
That's essentially everything that just got taken. That is exactly what everything got taken. Shit.
Yeah. And then. Yeah, just kind of turn our attention to. Evandrian over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gotta tell you, I am so excited to wear your face and ruin your fucking reputation.
Damn, son.
Yep.
Damn.
All you hear is kind of like a... It's not as cocky as when this whole fight started. Bringing us to Robot Counter S1. The Grappler. As it goes to Pound Scree.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that hits. And that's a grapple too.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, and I do think I would have moved here.
So let's try the damage. So 6 piercing. And it has grappled you once again. So no attack of opportunities for you. Which...
Was that 6? 14.
Be 8.
Minus 6. 8, okay. I was like, that should be even, shouldn't it?
Okay, so... Eddie. Eddie.
Uh-huh.
What you doing?
What weapon systems does this have?
This thing has a single turret coil gun on top.
Okay, does he know, like, what kind of relative power that has?
Enough to obliterate just about anything it hits. Ship weapons do, I think, like, 10 times damage or something like that.
A lot of games that I've played that have, like, ships like this, it's 10 times. So I would believe 10 times.
It's just, okay. Ship weapons are too inaccurate to target individual NPCs or small groups of NPCs. However, they do 10 times less damage should they manage to hit. So, those are too inaccurate to target individual NPCs or small groups of NPCs. Okay, so I guess you can fire on an area. Essentially, it's saying that you can't shoot a single person.
Okay, I can move this thing, right?
Like you're gonna pilot it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you gonna whip Vandrian with the ship?
How do I rotate? Can I rotate?
If you click on it, and then there you go.
Okay. You like rotate all your characters. Is not helping me.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were doing it. I wasn't doing it. Was it control in the middle mouse button?
Yep.
So, yeah, he's you. I mean, you would all hear the ship power up and then float into the air. So where's Evandrian exactly?
He's about 20 feet up in the air.
Okay. He's going to go, I don't know, about 50 feet in the air.
Okay.
Go here. and cut the power.
You're going to drop it on him?
I'm going to pop this bitch like a Goomba.
I'm gonna whack him.
Okay, so is your intention of dropping the ship onto the platform?
From 50 feet, yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's enough to destroy it.
Not destroy it, but it's definitely gonna fucking hurt.
Of course.
Okay, so let's go ahead and, okay, what do I wanna... How do I wanna fucking do this? fucking ridiculous.
If this is too much for you, I will go with the gun option.
Nope, we're good. We can figure this out. Let's see.
It'd be like having a fly and just smack it out of the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Question is, can you hit the fly?
Let's see.
Fucked with the wrong goblin. Shot my goblin. Shoot the man's best friend.
Okay, let's go ahead, give me a piloting roll, and what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a piloting roll versus his evasion. We're going to give him a reflex save to see if you fucking crush him underneath this goddamn thing.
Well, it wouldn't be flat. There's still landing gear underneath, right? So it would just be like whacking him out of the air. Essentially.
Sort of, but like no, I said, he's trying to drop it on him. No. Like he's literally.
Unless you retract.
He lifted
unless
the landing gear.
Oh, okay. Shit.
That's fine.
This is why why the ship's taking damage. If he didn't lift the landing gear, it probably wouldn't take damage.
No, that's true. He probably wouldn't do much. But yeah. So let's go ahead and go ahead and roll me piloting, and I will roll a reflex to counter that, and we're gonna do like half damage if he succeeds. because he is not expecting this.
Okay, 29.
He's gonna roll a nat 20 to not get hit.
Nope. Nat 2.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Now, we gotta figure out what the fuck we want to do for damage here, because it's gotta be a lot. Like, it's gotta be a lot.
I hope so.
Fuck.
Like...
Could it be, like, a ram attack?
Well, yeah, is that listed?
Oh.
I was looking for ram, but I didn't see it pop up. I tried doing ram.
Pilot actions.
There's crash... Oh, see ram. There we go. Run over. As a full action, you can pilot a vehicle to up to double its drive speed. The creature gets a reflex save. Okay, there we go. For the vehicle, take a roll the damage only once and apply. What's the damage, though? Oh, there it is. Heading to try to ram one creature object, dealing double the vehicle's collision damage. What the fuck's the collision damage?
Oh my god.
How these fucking things are like this.
No. It can't be the collision damage, because that is an insane amount.
What's the fucking collision damage? Okay, let's look at collision.
Collision damage is 1d4 times half your ship's speed.
Half your ship's speed?
Yeah, so roll a d4.
Okay.
And then the ship's speed, so the Vanguard Comet. What's the Vanguard Comet speed? Speed is 12, so 6. So 2 times 6 is 12.
That's not that bad.
Oh, thank God. Oh, yeah, because it's the good vibrations that has the good speed.
Yeah, you guys have... This ship and that ship have the same. Is that really all it is? Is the vehicle collision damage is 1d4 times the amount?
Times half your ship speed, yeah.
Oh, that's actually not
plus
that
an additional
great.
1d4
mm-hmm.
based on your ship's size.
Yeah. Okay, so the base collision damage equals 1d4, half your starship speed, plus an additional d4, times a value based on your starship size for the purpose of calculation, which you guys are 2, so there's another 2d4 added in. The ship's starship takes the full damage of the struck quadrant, and the starship takes half this damage to move forward, but it's a ship on a person.
It is going to take damage from hitting the ground.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm trying to find the thing that is like the... There's a transition from like hitting a person with the thing and hitting a ship. This is how much damage it would do to a ship is the 1d4 thing, not a person. It's the difference between hitting a Honda or hitting me. Like, obviously it's going to do way more damage to me. You know what? I'm going to say, just for funsies, fuck it for right now. We're going to say times 5.
Okay.
So, because times 10, I think, would kill
him. He's dead. He is dead at times 5.
Calm down.
You calm down.
So it was...
You calm down.
So actually, there's another 2d4. We're going to add another 2d4 on there. Okay, what was that? Because it fucking froze on me.
That's
again.
That's a 5.
Five.
Okay, so 5. So total, what was it? 12 plus 5 times 5. Which would be what? 85?
17 times 5.
Yeah, 85, right?
I don't know. Hold on. Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah, 85. Okay. So. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, as you... Fuck. So, god damn it, Eddie.
Please don't be dead. Please don't be dead. Please.
No, he's not. But, so as you go to take off, he smirks inside his helmet for a second, thinking that you are running away and leaving your friends behind.
Yeah.
Yep, and he's just like, and he thinks, like, I now have a shooting gallery. I can just hover up here and shoot all these people. For as long as I want. And he goes and aims up on Sadoon. And all of a sudden, as you sail over, it's just... And he doesn't even really see it coming. Because it's silent. You're out in fucking space. And all of a sudden, it's not until there's like a shadow completely over him that he kind of looks, like turns his head slightly as this thing catches him in his back. And just flattens him to the top of the, or the bottom of the ship, and it just comes down and just wham on the ground. And dead of space or not, you guys feel this reverberation. You all see as fucking this ship slams on the ground, and you watch a bunch of the fucking, like, pieces and fucking metal just fucking dent and crack on this ship. You also see two zombies come spilling out of the door.
And you see the turret on top turn and aim at the robots. Obviously, he can't fire, but...
Yeah.
Just... Is he dead? He says over the comms.
So, these guys roll out right about here.
I feel like that should have killed him.
Okay. Next turn, Sidoon.
Is Evandrian prone on the ground over there?
You can't see Evandrian on the ground over there. Don't try pulling that shit. There is a fucking ship on top of him. You are not gonna run
those
over and
feet
fucking...
aren't sticking out like the Wicked Witch.
No, Evandrian is well fucking just covered underneath a ship. You don't know what happened to Evandrian. You don't know if he's alive. You don't know if he's dead. You just know that a ship is now on top of him.
Scree's like holding his chest and goes,
see shit. Good Scree.
Fuck. Okay.
Alright, then I'm just gonna fucking punch the robot grappling Scree. In fact, I'll swing twice. I don't care.
Oh shit, he's going for a full action.
Ooh. Get him. Get him, Sidoon. Oh, minus 20.
Give it to me.
Yeah, you hit him.
Yeah!
Woo! How does it die?
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Look, you almost killed Scree. Alright? he saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and he's like, oh, fuck that.
Fight's not over yet!
Hell, you got forearm Chuck Norris.
I think... Sidoon goes to, like, punch it at, like, a weak joint, like, just underneath the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And just goes through. Just goes into the chest cavity.
I love it.
I got one more attack still.
You do, and that other one is in range. But yeah, so yeah, you come up and you're like, and you, like, it, like, goes to, like, slam down with one of its extra arms at you, and you, like, fucking catch it and come up and just, like, wham, up through it, and you just, like, hit, like, a core inside it and just straight through it. In fact, I think I've played it before, but if you've ever seen the Kashurn movie, there's a fucking part where the guy slices his hand, like, straight through a robot, and you just see it, like, follow the hand through it, and you just see the fucking all the, like, parts start fucking clicking off as he goes. And then he grabs the robot, starts swinging it around, hitting other guys. It's awesome.
So yeah, I can guarded step in between my full action attack. I'll step up between Scree and the other robot and attack the other one.
Okie dokie. Lay it on me.
Oh my god.
Rolling rocks.
23. Sigh. Yeah, you fucking hit it. Give me damage.
Oh my god.
6.
Good lord.
17 bludgeoning.
How do you kill this one?
Oh my god.
Sidrun has had enough.
Fuck like, yeah, dude. This no, I am so happy. As,
end this.
As upset I am as you just eviscerated my fucking robots, I am so happy that Sidrun just... 3 of these robots, you just fucking smoked. You walked up, you fucking spun kick the head off one, fucking punched through another and hit him in the fucking core, and how does this one die?
I think I grip its shield and just pull, and then bash it with its own shield.
I love it. And that's the best part, is it throws down that fucking shield to like block you, and you grab it, and as you pull, you realize the shield is part of its arm. and you just wrench it from its fucking arm, rips it right off, and it's like off kilter, and you come back with this fucking like a two-handed fucking, I don't even know, it's a shield, I guess. I'm gonna say like a sword, but it's not. Fucking come through this goddamn shield and just smash it, and you just see it like fucking blow apart in pieces as you smash the fuck out of this thing, and it is dead as well. Okay.
So dude's just like standing there menacingly panting.
Yeah. Fucking love it. Okay, which brings us to Oris. Oris, what you do?
Well, shit. I'll have to take out one of the zombies then, I guess, because fucking forearm Chuck Norris done killed all the robots.
Nice. Okie dokie. So, one second. I'm just going to check something real fast. So, go ahead and give me your attack roll. Mm-hmm. Are you doing like combat track? Okay, combat track. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 20CX.
26. Well, fuck. Okay. So, Oris, as you go ahead and you aim down your line, your combat tracking like locks on to this one. The one you end up locking onto is the drow looking one. And as your combat tracking like looks like clicks on, it like zooms in and zooms in and zooms in and it lines up that shot. You recognize this zombie. In fact, as you zoom in a little bit, though completely eviscerated and mostly just rotted flesh and cybernetics, this zombie looks a shit ton like your father.
Oh, shit.
A Strix that you knew, it looked like a drow, but now you see. Because you see those black eyes. One of the eyes is like cybernetic, while the other one is that pure black. And yep, this Strix is a Strix you know as Turuk, your father.
What the fuck? I think Oris would be too stunned to take the shot.
That is understandable. I will, however, go ahead and give me a will roll.
8.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say that, that sets you off your game. You're like, what the fuck? Just as you go to pull that trigger. So I'll let you move, but say if you had done well, I'd let you like aim at something else like the other one. But if you wanna move, you can.
That's about as far as close as you can get.
Okay. Sounds good. Next up is Scree. Or is she saying anything to anybody?
I honestly would like him to, but I think he'd be too shell-shocked.
Okay. Nope, that's completely understandable and fair. Yeah. Strix named Turuk, or as you knew him better.
Papa. Dad.
Papa. Papa, no!
Seeing that there's two zombies, or zombie-looking things, messed up creature thingies, right next to Ginger.
Yep.
Scree's just like... and kind of like jogs forward. One hand just stays on his chest because he's just like
that's right, still got a hole in your chest.
Yep. And he's going to go after, actually no, this one's closer. Okay. Sorry, dad's closer to Ginger.
They're okay. That's fine, go ahead.
He is not biting them, he is trying to kick them.
Okay, that's fine.
27
definitely fucking hits that thing.
Sorry, Drook.
14 damage.
14.
And with that, he's dead. No, I'm kidding. He's not dead. Not yet. Okay. So, Scree, I'm assuming that's your turn, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, as it comes back to Evandrian, you guys over your comms, surprisingly, you hear just the two words, Fuck you. As he growls into the comms. And then you see a little glow of green light from underneath the ship.
Abortus portus.
Yeah, and you do see the ship kind of drop a little bit more. That happens just a tiny little bit. Like, you see this fucking green flash, and the ship just shifts like 6 inches further down. Just rocks just a little bit.
Was that him dying?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh.
He's dead.
No, he left forever. Didn't he?
No, he got away.
And he's gone.
Like I said, abortus portus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got away.
I don't know what else I could do, y'all. I dropped the ship on him.
Stop! No, you fucking dropped it. You took my big bat out in one fucking turn by dropping a ship on him. You did plenty.
You did plenty. Yeah, you did plenty.
Sorry, guys, I didn't kill him in one turn.
No, I'm
get him
really
next time.
Glad it didn't kill him in one turn. Because I was like, please don't
you
kill
put
him.
A
I'm
ship
really
on the
I'm
battlefield, really you know I have 19 piloting.
That's true. You do have 19 piloting.
Plus 19, I should specify.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking Chekhov's gun, dude.
I know, and I didn't even, honestly, I'm going to be straight up, never crossed my fucking mind. And the whole time, I was just like...
As soon as we stepped foot on the battlefield... My eyes were on it. I was like, hello, beautiful.
That's why I did the fucking zombies on the ship. I was like, okay, after this, then they'll go see the zombies. And then it'll be like, oh, the fight's not over with. But nope, that's not what happened at all.
Nope, I just Benny Hill'd my way past them.
Yep.
If he hadn't teleported away, I would have wriggled under there because I can flatten like a pancake and smothered him.
Oh, you smothered him?
Oh my god, that's brutal, bro.
Jesus. That's like, that's some dreamer shit.
Just gonna like wrap around his face like a goo towel.
Just shush him the entire time.
Yeah, it's echinoderms, they're very flexible.
It's like, how'd you kill him?
You can
tell. Oh, I drowned him with my body.
I smothered him in goo.
Why do I get the feeling that Ginger is mad too?
Well, it is Ginger's turn.
It is Ginger's turn.
What do you got?
Yeah, we only have these zombies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So seeing the green flash of light that we associate with Evandrian leaving.
Technically, he's done it twice. Yep.
Yeah, and hearing him say fuck you as he goes.
Three times.
Very horsey.
Hey, do the rest of you have these dead things?
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah, okay.
Thumbs up from
screen. Okay. Because, and she's just going to spend her entire, my full action is just screaming in frustration.
I like it. It's a free action to cry.
It's true.
Yep, a full action, just like furious that he got away.
No, yep. Goddamn. So what was it? It was like so we did times five. How much did it end up being? 17 is what the damage really
17
was.
17 times five.
Okay, yeah. So that puts you down. Pop it down.
He's gonna go back to headquarters. They crushed me with a ship this time. I fucking hate them.
Oh god, it was so close to getting
I was expecting the ship to be booby trapped because I, you know, I mean, obviously there are the zombies in there that we're still dealing with, but.
Shit, who's the other zombie then? If one zombie is related to Aura's, who's the other zombie? Dun, dun, dun.
It's Scree's real mom.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Nah, that's nothing. That's not. So Ginger spends her entire turn screaming. Eddie, your turn. You turn the guns on the robots, but all the robots are dead.
He'll extend the landing gear.
So the ship just slowly rises off the ground.
Like a sleepy duck.
Revealing a fucking Evandrian-shaped crater underneath.
There is, too. There absolutely is. There's not so much in the floor of the deck, but you can see the imprint of the bottom of the ship. Like, he did dent the bottom of the ship. Like, had he not been wearing that armor.
Scrapes? Are there scrapes of paint, too?
There's green. Yeah, there's definitely green. I mean, the other ship is, like, it looks gray here, but it's mostly green as is. It's, like, gray and green. But, like, but yeah, it is definitely, there's scrapes of Evandrian's armor on the bottom of the ship.
Remind Scree to get some of that for the next glitter bomb.
Nice.
Oh, just, like, the paint chips off his previous armor.
Yeah, put it in the next glitter bomb. Just throw it at him. Have it back.
So, Eddie, your turn.
Run ship diagnostics.
Okay. give me a computer's check.
Get an idea of the damage.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, you find that hull integrity is a little fucked. It's okay. But there are some issues with the hull.
More
like
of
yep, I was gonna say, if you had to guess, you would say it's probably sitting somewhere between like a 18 out of 35.
So half?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's not that bad because you only take half damage if you're the one who does it. So that was 17. So what was that? 8?
Yeah,
so
be 8.
So add more 8 to it. So 26. So a 26 out of 35. So not as bad. You're about a quarter of the way down. Forgot, the ramming thing does only a half damage to your ship.
Okay. Alright, so which one is Aura's zombie?
Left one.
This one?
Yes, that one.
Well, the turret's not gonna be able to hit them. They're too close.
Nope. And it would, yeah, like, as far as I'm concerned, the way they explain it, it's small groups don't, like, would still all get together, so that'd be like Scree, the zombies, Ginger, and possibly Boris.
He's going to work on repairing what he can repair.
Okay, sure.
So we can resolve that later if you want, but...
Yeah, go ahead and...
I imagine there's not much he can do from inside, necessarily.
I mean, it's... is there... What's the crew ability? There's something that engineering, isn't there, for, like, fixing?
I don't remember.
Actions, let me see... It's under the actual ship itself. Divert, hold it together. You can hold one system together. No. Patch. Patch. System reduce the effects of critical damage condition. No, that's actually to fix stuff. Actually, maybe you can't actually fix it. I guess that makes sense to not be able to actually fix it during combat.
Yeah, not from inside at least.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, then I guess he'll just kind of, exit the ship.
Okay.
And, like, open the door here, like...
Yeah, you said you put down the landing gear. Door opens, and you're just kind of chilling right next to the zombies.
Like, he got away, didn't he?
Yep.
God damn it.
I love how calm you guys are with the zombies right there. It's just like, just, what's up, everybody? I know.
They're just...
It's kind of like they've hit burnout. They've had to fight their way through an entire prison. Mm. They've almost lost one of their members to a gunshot to the chest.
Yeah.
I imagine he can't.
And dealt with a bunch of zombies.
Attack.
You haven't done anything. If you want to attack, go for it.
Okay. Well, then he'll be like, all right, well, shit. And then just pull out his pistol casually and shoot this one.
Okay.
21.
Almost 21 does hit it.
Five
damage, alright.
That's it. That's me.
Okay, now they are. Both have been attacked. So, they are into combat, which we're going to go ahead and back up real fast since they are in the combat. So, what's that?
So, guess who's not in the combat?
Guess who's not in the combat?
Yeah.
Who, Evandrian?
Yeah,
oh.
Sucks.
Okay, this one's gonna bite Eddie.
No!
What a god.
Miss it, no!
I don't think it matters anyways. 15? Nope. And plus 2? And it's like, shit. Okay, so it's like, ah! And like bites at you. That is the Talmern one, or the furry one. And the other
one... just, like, jams his fingers into its, like, back of its knee, like, and throws it off balance for a second.
The other one is going to go after Scree, because Scree's the one who hit it. 21?
And Scree's getting fucked up.
No!
9 bludgeoning.
God damn it.
Ow! Stop taking so much damage.
Yeah, so it, actually like, backhands you.
Yeah, it scratches, like, manages to catch the edge of his wound and, like, scratches it a little bit.
Okay, I'm gonna need a fortitude save.
Oh no, zombie.
No, I'm kidding.
Zombie disease.
I'm kidding, it doesn't matter.
Zombie disease.
Actually, does it? I didn't remember seeing anything about that. No, it doesn't. Never mind. I was kidding.
He's gonna turn into a Screeby.
A Screeby. A Scrumby.
Yeah, a Scrumby. That's better.
Okie dokie. So that's that. Now to Sadoon. Sadoon, what you doing?
Yeah, Sadoon's been uncharacteristically effective. In this.
Yeah, it's time for me to fuck it up.
Uncharacteristically effective. Fuck
it's
you.
It's true.
It's so true. I can't argue.
I mean, I'm a dick for pointing it out, but I'm not a dick because I'm wrong.
So Dean's going to start walking to the edge of the. To go get Eddie's teleportation puck, but on the way, he's just going to take 2 shots. At the zombies here.
Oh, appreciate it. The puck awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, extremely effective.
Yeah.
This is where I fuck up.
Damn near competent. Yep.
There it is.
A 2 for a 7. Okay, want to give a second shot? So you're taking 2, right?
Yeah.
Go full action, baby.
Oh, that one hits.
There you go.
Hey.
Does it though? It does. Yes, it does. Okay, shoot it. Damn. 8. Okay, so that puts us on. Okay, cool. So yeah, you pop it once, and it's like, rah! So upset. Actually, can I delete that thing? Yep, there it goes. Okay, Oris.
And now he's up to it.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Fuck did she do to you? He knows he's gone, but fuck.
Oris, why don't you roll me a medical check?
Medicine.
Roll. Medicina.
28.
Not bad. 28? You know that this is the fucking future. This is space. Nobody's gone if you don't want them to be gone. But what can you get back? Well, that depends on how good you are.
Damn it.
Do you know this guy?
That's my dad.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, what?
His dad's a zombie.
Thought I had it bad.
Well,
how the what?
That's fine. They turned my dad into a fucking zombie.
I mean, he's not really trying to eat us right now.
Yeah, but he will. What?
He did slap Scree.
Well.
Well, okay, but
you do have your mom.
So slapping, yeah.
Your mom's probably what made him. So. Maybe we can do something still. I think Oris is gonna pull his arc pistol and try to take him out.
Okay.
Wait, stun him, right?
Just stun him.
Oh, thank God.
Just put him to the head.
Damn.
Sorry, Pop.
Fuck it.
Like, well, Dad, you know, there's an entire culture of people that are undead, but like, yeah, we need to put you down.
Let me tell you about the rabbits.
I was gonna say, that's a hand of shit. That's like another big thing. There's like literally a planet, Eox, that is nothing but undead zombies and people that live normal lives.
Oris worked
like
there
that.
For
like,
a long time.
Oh, did he? I remember that. Sweet, that's awesome.
Yeah, he knows Eoxian and all that stuff, yeah. Because he works in medic and technology, so.
Well, once again, for the audience, I'm a terrible DM. And.
Don't rag on yourself.
I'll rag on myself if I want.
Ooh, a whole 2.
No, you're done.
Yep. That is a solid 2. But
that should be more, shouldn't it?
Should get bonuses and stuff.
Yeah. Again, I mean, I think you're pulling the. I think they got pulled from like actual like enemies. So I think that's why this is being wonky. So okay. I think I may have dropped him on the ship like from an enemy's inventory, and that's probably you probably got that back when I forgot to actually add shit to the characters. Like, but anyways, so you remember, you guys almost did entirely Nakondas before I realized that. Oh shit, just moved everybody. Before I realized that nobody had any of their fucking stats correct. Anyways.
Yeah.
Because I suck. But.
No, you don't.
Not for free.
Let's go. That's true. You didn't pay me enough.
That one I pulled right from the thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same.
It doesn't have any type of... Is it some type of special thing that doesn't give you any type of fucking...
I don't know.
Status? That's very weird. Anyways, so I guess more what is the intention here?
Oh, it stuns.
Yeah, I was just trying to knock him out.
I still think it should do damage, though. It's still a gun. Your intention, but like, is everybody's intention that? And what is the intention of the other zombie? Not what is its intention. What are your intentions towards it?
I mean, we could probably just gag him and like throw him in a cargo crate.
Because essentially that's what I'm saying. Like, if you guys wanted to, as a group, fucking wrangle these two things right now, then we can go ahead and say you wrangle these two things. Like, you literally 8 people could overpower these things. Like, you have literally an entire army on the other side of that fucking door as well.
Yeah.
Like, so if you wanted to, that's fine. But if you want to fight it, or kill one and you'll do the other, then we'll see what happens.
I want to wrangle it.
Okay. Wrangle one or wrangle both?
Wrangle both. The other one's a person, too.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.